t-shirt said Virginia is for lovers, had a Bible in his left hand and a bottle in the other. He said all you're really given is the sunshine in your name. We both started laughing when the sky started to rain. Get along on down the road, we got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die, we ain't perfect but we try. Get along while we can, always give love the upper hand. Paint a wall, learn to dance, call your mom, buy a boat, drink a beer, sing a song, make a friend. Can't we all get along? Saw a model on a billboard, 1-800-GET-TO-KNOW-ME. Wondered was she photoshopped or were her eyes really that lonely? Did she leave her hometown thinking she'd end up in L.A.? Did she break down in the desert and get stuck beside the highway? Get along on down the road, we got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die, we ain't perfect but we try. Get along while we can, always give love the upper hand. Paint a wall, learn to dance, call your mom, buy a boat, drink.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the A3 Podcast. This is Brandon, Sam, Evan, and Brendan all hanging out with you for the next hour. How are we doing, guys?
It's great. It's a nice day outside.
It's such a nice day.
Shut
off
my phone.
Yeah.
I got shorts on. We got some short sleeve shirts going on.
You should have some flip flops on.
Yo, I should have flip flops on. That's what Kenny would be wearing. Oh. We got some Kenny Chesney going on in the background.
We're all looking forward to the beach.
Thinking about the beach and spring break. Where are we going?
Still the beach.
We're going to Daytona,
beach,
right?
Yeah. The beach. Just the beach.
Doesn't matter.
Somewhere.
One week, I'll be in the
We'll be hanging out at the house for the weekend.
Oh,
doing nothing. It's just gonna be us three. Someone else asked me if they're staying. I forget who, but they want to stay with us.
Who's going? Alex?
Alex will be here for sure. She's the one driving me to the airport Wednesday morning.
Oh.
I mean, we're gonna hang out. Going to Daytona should be around.
Yeah, but I know Conrad's going home. Oh, Joey. Joey said he'll be around. He's not going home.
Yeah, I don't think.
But Conrad's going home. But yeah, me and Alex, we're just going to hang out, I think, Tuesday night. And I'm like, hey, do you mind driving me to the airport at 4 a.m. Wednesday morning? She goes, sure.
She said, sure. Drop that in.
I'm like, all right. I mean, she didn't care. I'm like, you can sleep on the couch or something at the house.
Thanks.
I'll tell you, you can sleep in Ryan's bed.
You could.
Ryan's bed.
Taken.
Forever.
That's fine. We'll just hang out.
That's fine. So how many days do we have by ourselves? That weekend, right? So 2 days?
Three days? I have 4 days.
Yeah, we'll have, what, Friday and Saturday.
Friday, Saturday. And then we take off.
You leave Sunday afternoon, Sunday night.
Yeah.
Do we have a lot of time in the car.
Oh.
Nice.
How long is it? 15 hours?
16.
16?
Probably going to round up to like 17, 18.
The drive is 13, but with us stopping.
Oh, okay. I thought the drive was 16.
But with us stopping,
it's
going
to be 16.
15, 16, yeah. And then traffic, whatever else.
Have fun
all
with that.
The way down
I'll be
to Daytona.
Taking a flight.
I think
taking
by
a
yourself.
Flight right over.
By myself. I mean, have you ever flown by yourself?
Yeah.
By myself now.
Oh, yeah. I have a couple times.
No. I have a couple times.
Yeah, it's not bad. You feel like an adult more.
The first time I did it, I was a little scared and nervous.
Yeah, I think I was like 16, 17 when I did it.
That
I flew
was
to
my
California.
Freshman year here.
And, oh, when you flew home for Christmas or whatever?
Yeah. I did like 4 times freshman year. 3 times, 4 times.
Really?
Yeah. So.
And then we started taking the truck together.
Then we took the truck and it broke down.
And it broke down.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
Is it okay?
It's a story. It's a good story.
It's a good memory.
It's a good story, good memory. She's still kicking.
I
was
going
to go take us on to Daytona.
She's been doing great the last 6 months.
There it is.
She's been doing fantastic.
She's fighting the cold.
She's fighting.
Winning.
She doesn't like the cold, but she's doing fine.
She's winning.
She would have easily made it down to Daytona. Easily.
Is there anything besides the beach we're doing down there? Like, is there
anything
else to really do?
Nothing planned.
I mean, I'm
just looking forward to putting my feet in the sand.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Whatever. That's why.
Someone said there's go-karts. Kind of want
to
try that one day.
You can do that. I'm going to go to the pool.
I'll see how it goes.
Imagine how go fun go-karts would be down there.
Yeah,
though.
But it's probably going to be like $50.
Yeah,
that's true, ooh, man.
Like a two-hour pass.
It's going to be like $50.
Yeah, two-hour pass, like $50.
For like a lap around.
Yeah, no. You get to be Mario for one lap then. It's like, all right, we're done.
All right.
I'm going back to the pool.
I don't know. We'll see what's going on. Maybe there's some like concerts on the beach or something
mini
like that.
Mini golf.
No.
Is there mini golf at the hotel?
Exactly.
Have you ever been
like, mini, I can do mini golf here?
Mini golf at a beach town is like you have to wait 20 minutes to play one hole.
But it's mini golf.
No, it's not. It's not worth it.
Mini golf.
I'm not playing mini golf for 3 hours and just sitting there and watching people play.
Why not?
It's not fun.
I don't know.
They don't understand.
I want to bring like spike ball down or like
can
jam, good stereo.
I don't know about cam jam on the beach because you gotta like deal with the wind from the ocean
and you
need
a lot
like
of space.
Almost you can rely on someone else for the music down there. There's gonna be so many people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll have Pat's big speaker.
We do plan on bringing that, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we'll be good there. We'll have coolers.
Plan on bringing it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he said
I mean,
it.
I don't think he would say no.
No, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's not going to get left there.
I hope we bring it.
I hope we don't leave it there.
No way we leave it there. No way. That big thing?
No, we're not leaving it there. If anything,
on
I'm just
purpose,
gonna...
On purpose, we're not leaving it there.
Yeah, we'll go with that. We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Yeah.
That's also why I thought we didn't need to have that meeting the other day because we're trying to Tim's trying to plan like lunch or like
no,
food and
not
all that
happen.
And
it's
me and you were just
happen.
Looking at each other like we don't need to plan this.
No, you don't.
No, we'll cross the I'm gonna go to Wawa every day. I already know. I'm going to Wawa every day.
Do they have Wawa down there?
Yes. Pat says they got a Wawa.
All right. A Wawa. Somewhere.
They will know us.
We'll find it. My Wawa senses will go off. All I'll right. find it.
I think there's a McDonald's on the island.
Oh, my God.
No.
That's it. We're good then. What else do we need?
Oh. Domino's?
No Domino's.
What do you mean no Domino's? They sponsor us.
Oh, you're right. Okay, fine.
Do we have a Domino's down there?
There is a Domino's down
know.
There, yes.
We got
imagine how long it's going to take the wait for a Domino's pizza.
Well, that's why we plan it ahead. Like,
have you put in the order at
we
8 a.m.?
Yeah, we set the order like at 10 a.m. We say, you know, order pickup at or whatever at 11 or something like that. And it'll be 11
at night?
Yeah.
All right.
But when else are we going to get it?
Order at 12.
When all the 21-year-olds go out to the bars, we're just going to take the pizza down to the pool and sell off slices. Oh, that would be an easy way to make money.
Dollar slice.
No, $2 a slice.
Oh,
come on. Come on. Drunk kids will play anything for pizza.
We're going to sell some
people
slices?
Are drinking down there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sugar rushes. Mad sugar rush.
I'm going to have my Cokes and Sprites. I don't know about you guys. I'm going to get the Kenny Chesney-sponsored Cokes and Sprites.
Oh,
vanilla Coke?
So do we know if the hotel is on the beach or do we got to walk?
Is, yes.
It is
it's on
the
beach.
Beach.
Literally
so
right there.
Our
we can
view
wake
will be
up.
The beach.
What's
yes.
it called? The Hawaiian Inn?
Hawaiian Inn. It's literally beach, us, with the pool in the middle.
Oh, I'm going to go from the beach to the pool, beach to the pool, beach to the pool.
I heard there's 18-plus clubs, though.
I don't know. Like, I'll go one night, but I don't
I'm
know.
Down.
I'm every night, yeah.
I'm down.
Every
I'm
night?
Down. Yeah.
All right,
why not?
Fine. Fine.
Why not?
All right.
There's a
that's
bunch
what we
down
did
there.
In Toronto.
Yeah.
There's a bunch down there.
All right. We'll just have to, we'll get a feel. You two will get a, you guys will get a feel of first two nights. And then I'll come Wednesday night and you'll say what's best.
I'll tell you where it's at. All right.
Yeah.
I have no running this year.
No running.
That's fun, though.
Who do you think we're going to lose?
Josh Way.
Garrett.
Josh
we're going to lose somebody.
Garrett wasn't that
I,
bad
I
in
like
Toronto.
I feel like top three, though. Is this, well, yeah, that was in Toronto, though, when it was cold. And
you didn't, yeah.
I'm just judging you off Toronto. Like, we were
there's
always
be five
together.
Sig heads down there.
And we have 14 guys.
Yeah.
That's holy a lot of people.
Yeah, first person lost Josh. Second person, Ev.
No.
Third,
I say Garrett.
All right, I'm going to say Josh Way is number one. And then
I haven't done anything.
It's between
in over
Ev
a year.
And Garrett.
I haven't done anything in over a year.
I don't think
no,
Ev's leaving.
All right, I'm going to go Garrett and then Ev.
Last year, spring break, I ran after.
Okay,
you.
That was 11 months ago, though. So.
I think the most. But it's also in Toronto, you guys were legal drinking age. We won't be like
we
legal.
Won't,
then.
We won't be with you.
I can see Joey age. Doing it, too.
I think me.
I'm
Ev,
with Joey up there, too.
You. Conrad, Trev will all kind of stick together the whole time
yeah,
because
we're
not going to, like, I'm not getting to the point where I can't walk in a straight line. I want to be able to function because, you know.
Too much sugar. Man.
Too much sugar. Like, I don't want to just
I don't
pass
know.
Out.
I mean,
do you think
if there's, like, that many people at the beach and stuff like that, I'm going to be just.
Yeah, like, it doesn't
what
matter.
What else am I going to be doing? I
yeah.
don't know.
As long as you get from the beach to the hotel bed, you're fine.
If you can't make that, you're in trouble.
So do you think there's anyone that's
our hotel is so close to the beach.
Exactly.
Can you see anyone that's going to be like a sleeper, like that's going to surprise us?
Sleeper? Wait,
like they're going to run away. Oh. Like, no, they're going to.
I mean, fall asleep.
Someone like Zach Timkak.
Matt McKenna is not with us, right?
No, he's not.
I can see Joey would be my sleeper. Or.
I feel like Trev would just
leave. Timkak's kind of a wild card.
I don't think Trev. I don't.
Trev's
definitely not.
I think Timkak's
kind of. I think like solid answers that won't run away are Trev, Conrad. I don't want to. I don't.
You?
I don't want to say. Yeah, me for sure. Ryan, I don't know.
Ryan, nah.
I think I can see Ryan and Pat going off like those two by themselves, like going off somewhere.
Yeah, they're 21, so. My wild card pick would be Joey.
Yeah.
I like Joey.
That's my pick. I'm going with that.
Maybe Tim. Tim might surprise us.
I don't know what to expect from Tim.
It is his last spring break. That's scary.
No, oh, he's right. I told him he's coming with us next year. Regardless,
he
he's coming.
Oh my god.
He's gonna have a big person job.
It's okay.
That's a year from now. I don't remember what I was doing a year ago.
We were
planning Toronto.
Yeah.
And Coats and Sprites in the suite.
Who's going to Toronto now? Tanner and them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Like, Toronto, if you're under 21,
here
place
and
to go
there, yeah.
Well, yeah.
All the Cokes and Sprites you want. You know, it's a little colder, but you just deal with it. And there's
once you're inside, you're inside, and you're good.
The city has a certain smell to it.
Toronto?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's
it was nasty.
It's
something that's legal up there now.
Yeah.
It's not
it's
quite
that
legal
smell,
here.
Yeah.
You smelled that a lot?
It was bad, yes.
The pots and plants.
Oh my God.
I wouldn't know. I didn't go.
There was
it was great.
At one point, like in the
I was in Florida, so. All
right.
There was like four or five stores of that, like within a two block, like.
Well, remember when we were in New York City?
It was.
And we saw the vans in the truck store, and we were like thinking, is this legal?
What, New York City?
Yeah, but it was
just
like.
It might be legal. I think it's legalized in the city or not.
I think.
No, we looked it up. It's not actual, like.
I don't know what
THC in it.
What is it then?
It's like, I don't know how to explain it.
I don't know.
It, like, it makes you feel that way, but it's a different chemical. Like, it doesn't actually have it in it.
It doesn't have that one.
It, like, relaxes you and stuff.
Was it, like a food thing?
It was, like, a lollipop.
It was a lollipop.
It was, like, those. Like, we didn't try any of it, but.
I never took chemistry in college, so I don't know any of this.
Yeah. We're in advanced.
Yikes. All right,
but yeah, that's the plan. Daytona Beach. A lot of people are going, I think. A lot of people from here.
14 people.
I've heard,
even just other people here.
I've heard other people even just talking about it in class. That, like, I don't know. I've just, like, overheard them talking about it.
My professor asked us the other day, where are you guys going for spring break? What do you guys got anything going on? And one of the kids said Daytona Beach. I was like, oh, yeah, me too.
I guarantee you there's going to be, like, a Robert Morris, like, section.
A crew.
If I'm being, like, kind of honest, I don't want to go there.
Stay away.
I'm staying away. I know Mackenzie and all her friends are going, and I
guarantee.
You
think there's a chance we see that group? No.
Probably.
Like other RMU students?
Yeah.
You think so?
I think there's going to be so many people down there. Yeah, we're bound.
Last year, like, I just heard Joe Lavelle was down there, and he said that he saw, like, a bunch of people from RMU.
Like, he was with all of his, what, Fidelts? All of them down there. And that's who Joe Lofner is going with? Lavner? Him and Bailey. I'm pretty sure Matt McKenna's staying with them.
I'm not good with the phone.
I couldn't tell you.
Crew.
But, yeah, I don't know.
If I'm being honest, I'm fine just hanging out with us and meeting new people. I don't really want to hang out with the kids we see every day here.
Yeah. Daytona isn't really that big either. I mean, it's not small, but it's only.
Watch them all be in our hotel.
No way.
I mean, that wouldn't surprise me because that hotel is meant for what we're doing. So.
Spring breaking.
Yeah, really.
I mean, seven guys in one room. Oh, God.
Hey, it is meant for six. We aren't overpacking it that much.
That's true. Who's going to sleep with Josh? That's your room. That's not our room.
Yeah.
I know.
I got him out of there. No thanks.
I got him out of there.
You're welcome, though. I made a decision.
Josh?
I walked I just
Team
went,
G-Law's,
no.
G-Law and Trev have their little scuffles because they live together. I could see why he wanted to trade him.
I'm good with Trev.
I saw that.
Me
I got
and Trev are staying together.
My first priority was getting Conrad in our room, and then I saw Trev, and my second priority was getting Conrad in there because I know he would want to rather be with us.
You voiced your displeasure to your GM, Ev.
Yeah. And then Ev.
Well, I was thinking about trading Josh.
I'm
the
LeBron
like,
James.
No way he'll
team.
Take him back.
So let's tell our listeners what we did. We had a snake fantasy draft
of
for
two rooms, 14 guys.
Yeah.
For the trip.
It started. Team G-Lock, because he put the deposit down, and then, he got to pick the other captain, and he picked Ev.
Because so he didn't want to stay with me, he said. So.
Basically.
That's all right. Yeah, whatever.
Basically means
at least he's honest.
He didn't live with Ev down there. So yeah. Dunked on.
Okay. Whatever,
then
whatever.
Ev gets
and what
to
happened?
Pick what we wanted.
Yeah. Well, he got the pick first, and he picked Pat first.
Okay.
Which, I'll be honest, I wanted to get him first, but he got the pick first.
Not me?
Well,
you were
my first pick anyway.
Oh, all right. I didn't know. I wasn't in that room when we were doing that.
Nah, we weren't
there. I picked Brandon first, or I guess second overall, but first for me.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. G-Law picked Zach for his second pick.
That's all
right. I picked Sam for my second one.
Thank you.
Then he picked G-Law picked Brandon third.
That's me.
And then I picked Joey third. Yeah, Joey
that's a
third.
Solid draft
that's
by Evan Oaks.
That's a solid first
round. Evan
Oaks,
solid first round
pick.
Sam,
Brandon,
Joey. Sorry.
Who'd you trade?
I picked third Montgomery. We'll get to trades later because that was afterwards.
And we had trades.
Yeah. G-Law picked Ryan fourth. And I picked Joey fourth. Then he picked – who did he pick?
Conrad.
Yeah, he picked Conrad fifth. Oh, yeah. And I picked Tim fifth.
Tim's a good pick.
He picked Trev sixth. I picked Josh sixth.
Last pick in the draft.
Josh.
Last pick in the draft goes to Josh.
Well, I mean, you could see it coming. Just.
I don't think it's that we have a problem with him. I just think it's we're scared he's gonna run. That's exactly what it is.
Windows in the room.
I'm so scared of Josh.
He's
for
either
this
gonna
trip.
Run.
I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I'm so scared.
He's gonna run or beat someone
so
up. One
and
of the
two.
Like I know for me for sure, I'm gonna say right now, I'm not worrying about him.
Nope.
But the second
nope.
he runs,
nope.
I'm gonna. That's all I'm gonna think
see
about.
See you later.
If he disappears for a few minutes, it's not my fault. It's over.
Nope.
Allie.
Allie,
sorry,
whatever
Allie.
Happens.
And then
at
Allie, then I'm gonna get a text from his girlfriend Allie. Why weren't you taking care of him? Like, excuse
what?
Me?
Excuse me? It's not my job.
And he said to me, he's like, I don't think I'm going to drink that much. And I'm like, Josh, shut up.
Yeah,
we're going to be
on
the beach.
Josh, you're going to
what are you going to do?
All day. Sprites all night.
And I guess for the listeners, Josh had an incident, what, 3 weeks ago? Two, 3 weeks
sure.
ago?
3 weeks, yes.
Where
at
he
at least three, yeah.
he ran off.
And
he,
but tell them, like, how the distance between the house
okay.
and the bar.
So the bar from our house is what? A quarter of a mile,
yeah,
if that.
Like
5 minutes.
Four or five houses down on the other side.
It's a five-minute walk.
Drive.
Walk.
Yeah.
It's a walk.
It's a 30-second drive. So on the way back, what, there was eight of you guys?
Yeah, but it wasn't, like, a big pack.
So okay,
it was like,
so it was packs.
Like
they didn't go all the way.
Yeah.
They went
and Josh, when he gets a sugar rush, he's not allowed to go in the candy store a lot.
No,
because
he's
of his relationship. So
due
when he does, he's like a kid in a candy store, and he goes nuts.
It's like a kid, not an adult in candy
it's
store.
A kid.
It's not a marathon to him anymore like the rest of us. It's a sprint the entire time. So when he was walking back, you can explain this
sprinting
part.
Back.
He's
yeah,
sprinting back
in the middle of the road, and obviously the road's meant for cars. So.
No sidewalks, right?
Not Josh.
No, there's
no sidewalks.
You know, I took it as it's my
like
job
road.
That night to, you know, try and keep him safe. And it wasn't working very well. I was yelling at him to, you know, eat too much sugar.
Calm it down.
Get out of the road. And then, he just took off. And I guess he got scared.
Why did he take off? Did he see something? Lights or something? Like,
yeah.
It was
yeah,
just lights? Was it even
I
like,
assume it was just a car light.
But you guys weren't sure if it was a cop or not, right? You,
yeah.
So he just took it because he saw the lights.
Yeah, but you also took off, too.
Yeah. Well, he took off.
Why?
Yeah.
Why did you take off?
He startled me.
John.
Josh.
What?
All the sprites were, yeah.
I didn't go off like him, though. I just.
Yeah, then the next.
He took it like four or five more levels over.
Then I'd say like, what, 30 minutes later. The police come to our house. They say we got a broken window. Like
Josh
we got a
still
call.
Missing at this point, right?
He's still missing. We get a call about a broken window, and policemen are everywhere. They're in the back. We have about what an acre yard, and then woods in the back. And Ryan, our roommate, said he saw flashlights all back there. And we're like, we don't know this much information at the time, so we're going like, you're freaking out, Brendan.
Yeah,
I heard you threw
Joey in the bathroom and just told him to stay here.
Aaron and Mackenzie were in the boiler room.
Oh
Brendan was just
gosh.
Like, shut up, just shut up.
Brendan was just
and
throwing
like,
people
he,
in places in the house.
All the lights had to be off.
all the lights, like even my room light, you can't see it from outside. There's no
windows.
You
have no windows in your room.
There's no windows in my room.
Shut the lights off. I don't care.
Turn it off.
Lights off.
So Brendan was making me anxious, and then Aaron was getting anxious, then Mackenzie was getting anxious.
That didn't help.
That did not help.
That's the worst.
Yeah, but so the reason the police came was because our neighbors got a call saying a kid broke a window and now he walked into the woods.
You think your neighbors knew right away who it was?
Yeah, he knew right away it was a college kid. It had to be them.
So then we get
the call saying that they found Josh in the woods in his underwear and one shoe.
One shoe.
So they took him to the hospital. Ryan, Joey, and his girlfriend Allie, she came to our house. They went to the hospital. He's fine. He got stitches. So the next morning, I get a call at like 10 a.m. And Allie's in the back with Josh. Hey, I need your help. I need to find his clothes and his wallet and his phone. And I'm like, all right. So, you know, I bundle up. I put the boots on. I put my gloves in my hat. And I walk out. And we're looking. And I'm like, Josh, what were you doing? Like, how are you out in the woods?
What are you doing?
And I'm like, do you remember anything? He goes, no.
No.
And they had his phone because they found it in his pants. And they're covered in blood. I thought they were puke. No, they were blood. It was frozen blood.
Have you seen his leg recently?
He's still recovering. He showed it to us at basketball.
The cuts are bad.
They're like black now because of the stitches are in there and they're it's healing.
He's still at least gonna be a month before he's like back in shape.
Yeah, he can't.
He's gonna have that at Daytona.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's gonna have that.
So maybe he can't. Maybe in the ocean.
Maybe the stitches come out.
No.
The stitches are out. The oceans actually might help. The salt water is going to help heal it. Yeah. If you think about it.
He probably won't run then because he can't like barely walk with his leg.
He can't run still, I don't think.
No, he can't. During PT in the mornings, he doesn't do anything.
So Daytona's just going to limp around.
Yeah.
I really think like part of me wants to think, yeah, like he's going to take it easy and not do anything. But then the other part's like.
We'll say that now, but once we get there.
We got out of the system, hopefully. That's what. Because better that all happened here than in Daytona.
Yeah. But then, yeah, back to the woods. I found a blood trail, and I was, like, tracking a deer.
We were tracking him.
I was tracking a deer, and then I found, like, a blood trail, and then it stopped for a little bit. And I walked up the hill, and I found this big wood pile. And it was a pool of blood, like a lot.
Oh my God, it was all over,
and that's probably where he took off the pants.
Oh my, this is where he stripped down.
And then at this point, he didn't want to admit. Like, he was in denial. I didn't break the window. He's like, maybe I just fell down the woods and cut myself. No. Then I started following the blood, and it led us right to the apartment. And that's when he's like, wow.
The trail led right back to that.
And that's where he found his shirt. And then the neighbors were outside, and we were talking to them. And he's like, did you do it? And I'm like, no. Like, I was not a part of this. And then it was an inch and a quarter thick glass. Josh shattered it.
Kneaded it.
And he's like, and the guy's like, he didn't just crack it. He shattered it.
But where he cracked the window to the house, they were like right next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't he just go into the house?
It was two houses over. You could see the house.
He was confused.
He's confused.
Oh,
but yeah, then we found all his stuff, and we haven't seen him since.
We didn't find his shoe, did we?
We never found his shoe or his jacket. We found his bag on the side of the road in a bush. And this all happened in like a mile radius.
Yeah. Oh, when the cop found him, he was so big, he just lifted him up and just carried him to the ambulance.
We even said like if we found Josh and had to go get it would have taken me, Pat, but Garrett, like, Montgomery, him, yeah, all of us to get him out.
Yeah.
Josh is a big dude.
The guy just like carried him like a baby.
God, bless the cop. it was the best thing for the cops to be called because he would have died out there probably.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Face down in the snow, underwear, and one shoe
we'll
on.
We'll see what happens in Daytona. That's my number one pick.
At least it'll be warm down there. He won't freeze.
I think it's everyone's number one
pick.
He'll
be in the sand, yeah. He'll just get really bad sunburn. Who do you think is going to be the first person to get sunburn?
Pat. It's not even going to be a lobster.
Pat gets sunburned just by, like,
I remember how sunburn he was from the tailgate this year.
Oh, my God. He's going to get so red.
And we're going to be there for a week. So, like, oh my God.
Bring all the sunscreen.
We're going to bring out, like, that aloe stuff.
Oh, I'm not doing the spray. I'm doing the lotion. I ain't doing that.
I don't know what I'm doing yet. I haven't bought anything yet.
No.
You buy it on the way down.
Oh.
Yeah. So, that'll be that.
God.
That was 3 weeks ago. He's still recovering.
Hasn't been the same since.
Yep.
But yeah, that's why he was the last pick in the draft, and no one wants to be his buddy.
We never saw him anyway.
That's true.
That's like the one time we've seen him this year.
Yeah. All right, let's throw to commercial then. Are we good with that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
All right. You're listening to the A3 podcast. We'll be right back. We're feeling some Kenny, right?
Yeah.
Kenny,
yeah.
Country mood.
Oh, mood. My head.
Oh, my God, I can't speak.
Excuse me.
What are we feeling here?
All the pretty
Get
girls.
Along.
Get Along. We already played Get Along.
Yeah.
What's the other one? Trip Around the Sun?
Tell you what, yeah.
Yeah,
we're
sure.
We're going to be listening to Country.
Oh, my God.
All the way down
Country,
there.
Right? All the way down there?
Just pick a song.
Oh.
You pick a song.
You pick a song.
I'm not the computer.
So?
Oh, I got an ad. Hold on, you gotta wait.
Oh, my God. We gotta keep talking.
Yeah, I keep talking for. What
oh,
the?
Oh, skip it.
What
skip
is
skip.
She wearing?
I don't know. I don't what? Get fashion.
Not real.
Well, they say the sea is rising. Well, that's all right with me. 'Cause there ain't no other place than on the sea I'd rather be. And that second coming's coming, it's right around the bend. And someday could be any day, and this world is gonna end. But that's alright, that's okay. There ain't nothing we can do about the whole thing anyway. It's a hang-on kind of ride. We're spinning through space and time, rocking this big old rock, just trying to have some fun. So let's drink another beer. Here's to another year. Let's take another crazy trip around the sun. We're all swimming in a fishbowl, just floating through the sky. Pulled along by gravity and nobody knows why. So it's a cosmic hallelujah that we're sitting here right now. And Becky's at the bar buying us all another round. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that's alright. I ain't gonna overthink or overanalyze tonight. It's a hang-on kind of ride. We're spinning through space and time, rocking this big old rock, just trying to have some fun. So let's drink another beer. Here's to another year, let's take another crazy trip around the sun. We're just a hands up roller coaster flying with no brakes. We're just a speck up salt rolling down a tidal wave. We're just a Babe Ruth baseball hit over the wall. We're just a drop of rain over a waterfall. It's a hang-on kind of ride. We're spinning through space and time, rocking this big old rock, just trying to have some fun. So let's drink another beer. Here's to another year. Let's take another crazy trip around the sun. Let's take another crazy trip around the sun. Quick stop, midnight tea top, Jack in her cherry coat town. Mama and daddy put their roots right here, 'cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus, kicking up red dust, picking us up by barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right.
church parking lot, trying not to get caught. Take her home and give her your jacket. Making it to second base by saying you went all the way Monday afternoon at practice. Sister's got a boyfriend, daddy doesn't lie. Now he's sitting out back 30-30 in his lap in the blue bug zapper light. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night, a little messed up, but we're all right. Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to LA. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids.
Tastes like Mexico.
Gonna put the world away for a minute, pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so I fought it. Now I'm lost in the world, trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was knee-deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze, and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise.
Wrote a note, said be back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away.
Cause now I'm knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Champagne shore washing over me.
It's a sweet, sweet life living by the salty sea.
One day you could be as lost as me.
Change your geography. Maybe you might be
in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Come on in the water.
water's nice. Find yourself a little slice. Grab a backpack and lunch. You never know until you try. When you lose yourself, you find the key to paradise.
Hey.
Hello.
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 Hello. Welcome back to the A3 Podcast. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at the A3 Podcast. Boom. All right, what are we starting with today?
Oh, my God.
Movies.
We're going to be rating our top four movies this week, because why not?
And also, because we thought about it before, and Ev's actually prepared.
We're planning
Ev's
for it.
Prepared.
Ev's prepared.
Where do we want to start with? You, Sam?
All right, I'll start.
Are we snaking it again?
Yeah,
we're starting snake with draft. One or four.
Let's do four.
Start with four. No, you gotta start with one.
Can we start with one?
Alright, we start with one. Alright, top movie all time. That's not include. It's including Now, Childhood, blah blah blah, Field of Dreams. Easily. Yep, I love that movie.
Trash. I've never seen it.
Oh, it's a good Trash. Baseball movie.
It's a baseball movie, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ev?
Alright, my turn. Number one. I'm
well,
going.
Why is it your favorite movie?
I don't know. It's just
I'm just curious. I don't know.
It's baseball. I've always liked the story, and it's a like I don't know. I always just identified with it because he's got a really bad relationship with his dad, and it's baseball. And I just always really liked it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right. Go ahead, Ev.
All right. So number one for me, I'm going to go with Saving Private Ryan.
Okay.
I see you, Ev.
Yeah.
Why is that your favorite?
I just think it's really impactful, especially the first like 30 minutes or so. Or really, yeah. There's something.
Wow.
It's something.
Yikes.
Good answer, Ev.
Good answer.
You read that off Wikipedia?
Oh, my God. I'm so... Okay.
It's deep.
It's deep.
Did you cry during the Doomsday scene? Or the D-Day scene?
I think I did when I first watched it. Honestly, I did.
Listen, as a history buff, my top places to go is the Normandy, like Omaha Beach, like yeah, but I don't know if I cried during the scene.
Well, I was like 12 when I watched it too, so
Fair enough.
Okay.
All right, he's looking up.
He wasn't prepared. No one.
I will have an answer for every time he comes to me.
Okay, fair enough. All right, go, Brennan.
All right, so my number one, Forrest Gump.
Oh,
that guy just gets me. I don't know. He's goofy and
goofy.
I like him.
Shut up, Brad.
Shut up, Brad.
Shut up, Brad.
Brad. Chad. All right, my turn?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want.
My favorite movie of all time, I would say, is The Dark Knight.
Oh.
All right.
With Heath Ledger.
Ooh. Yeah. Christian.
I just thought his performance was so good. I don't think you'll ever get another better
That whole
Joker.
Series is an honorable mention for me.
Yep.
I have those on there.
I'm going again.
Yeah, now
number
you're
two.
Yeah, what are you gonna scroll by?
Oh, he just.
Oh, come on, Ev.
Oh, come on, Ev.
What do you mean?
See, it's actually hard. It's actually hard. There's so many.
That's what you planned before.
Oh, I forget my number two.
Exactly.
Oh.
All right, I'm gonna go with a comedy.
Oh, I remember.
The first Hangover.
Oh my God.
I thought that's the funniest movie I've ever seen. Time I saw it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
It's good.
You can play a Coke and Sprite game to that.
Yeah.
When the Netflix special with Ken Jeong, who plays them, he talks about the Hangover and the filming. It's really funny.
Yeah. That's up there. That's my second.
My number two, I don't think any of you have seen it because it's a newer one, The Mule. The one with Clint Eastwood.
Oh, I want to see it. I haven't seen it, though.
It's so good.
Is it really good?
Yeah, it's funny, too. Obviously, you know, the old guy kind of funny where he doesn't realize it. And, it's just kind of, things
just
he probably shouldn't be saying
yeah.
at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But
how he is.
Gets away with it because he's an old guy. He, plays that into the movie. Because that's, hit.
Nasty of.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
He, plays that into the movie, really well. He says some really funny things.
Clint Eastwood does?
Clint Eastwood.
How old is Clint Eastwood?
He's definitely upper 80s, lower 90s.
Yeah.
He's old.
Let's find out.
I feel like it. Just looking at the trailer, you actually saw the movie, but saw in the trailer, he is frail.
Yeah, he looks.
You look like you could break his bone.
He's 88.
Yeah.
He's 80. Yeah.
He looked really old and pale and in the trailer. I saw the trailers for it.
The baseball movie with him, the Trouble with the Curve or whatever. That was a good movie with him. I like that. That was a baseball one.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's old.
He had
still
a,
kicking.
He's still kicking. He's making movies. Same with Betty White.
He got married in 1953, but then he was in a relationship with another girl in
1953.
Yeah. He had a relationship with another girl in 1975, but he divorced that first girl in 1984.
The Korean War was around that time. Oh, my gosh.
Clint Eastwood.
He's just doing
it. He was a man at that time. Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Young Clint Eastwood?
Oh, scary.
You think Betty, Betty White was hot back then?
I don't know. Let's find out.
You Google her. Ev, we'll get to your number two.
All right, Ev, number two.
Number two, I'm going to go with a movie named Miracle. It's about the 1980 U.S. hockey team when they beat the Soviet Union.
Was that movie impactful and motivational for you too?
She wasn't hot.
No.
She's
attractive, but not hot.
Ev, did you cry when the USA beat the Soviet Union? Yes, you did.
No, I
didn't. It was impactful for him.
No.
You know what? I'm going to guess Ev's number three right now. Rocky.
I've never watched Rocky or any of the Rockies.
Oh, my gosh.
Evan Noakes.
I'm sorry. I love Rocky. All right. Number two for me. Inglorious Bastards with Brad Pitt. You see that movie?
Yeah,
it's
a
World
War
II. I'm a big Quentin Tarantino fan, so that was really good. Like Django Unchained is really good. Mm-hmm. Pulp Fiction, Kill Bill, all those. Yeah, so Inglorious Bastards I think was my favorite by his.
Okay. Number three, I'm going to go
What? No, I don't get the number three.
Whoa.
All right, Ev.
Oh, my God, Ev.
Skip a turn. Ev is skipped. All right, number three for me, easily best comedy, Step Brothers.
Easy pick there.
It's funny though, Mackenzie knows so many quotes from that movie,
really?
And I just feel weird
when I'm
sitting. It's like we were sitting there watching it, and she'll just say it way before, and she's like, "What the heck? You ruined it."
Is that like me with music?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's you with music.
You started like,
but I like it with
you. You hate those kinds of people because you're just, I really like this.
Well,
and you just say the opening line.
And
you're
like,
just like,
no
point. All right. Thank you for that. I don't want to watch it anymore.
I don't know. Come on. I can't be the only one who does that.
A lot of people do
A
that.
Lot of people do
and
that.
And you're the worst kind of person.
Yeah.
Nobody likes you. You're the guy at that party just like, oh.
God, it's that guy.
God, get out of here.
Back again this week.
Oh,
God.
I know.
All right, Ev, number three.
Can't help it.
Oh, he's yawning now.
Oh, my God. Okay. Number three, I'm going to go with Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay.
Easily.
Okay. I forgot about that. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's
the man right there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It was so long.
What is her name?
What was he on?
What were they all on filming that thing? What girl? Margot Robbie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. That's it. That's all I can say. All
right, podcast over.
Yeah, I need to leave.
I need a break after that.
She's Australian.
Oh.
Right?
Morning. I think, honestly, I think I rather would listen to an Australian accent than an English accent. Ever since the Wipeout, the English Wipeout we watched.
Wipeout.
Ever since then, I cannot stop listening to those English accents.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
All right, go, Brennan.
All right, this one. Real character building movie.
Oh, God.
You know, it hits you deep. The Benchwarmers.
Oh, I just watched that last week.
Yeah, it's so good. You watch it over and over again. It's nice that they're helping kids.
You're out, and you're still fat.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's a good one. This is my third. I will go with.
Oh, my gosh.
Ev, pick.
Ev, come on.
I'll go with.
Oh, my God.
Should I go with another comedy? I already did a comedy.
I don't know. I don't know why you're asking us.
I'm going to go with the first Iron Man. I thought that was a really good movie.
Ooh, I was thinking about that one in the shower.
Yeah.
I was thinking about all the movies.
I just thought it was really good.
I do my good thinking in the shower, right? Don't look at me like that.
I'm not.
I listen
you
to
you
in the shower.
You sent that snap, like that's what we're doing today, right before I got in the shower. So what am I going to think about all the shower?
Okay, fair enough,
movies.
Fair enough.
What?
No need to get hostile.
It's a good thing I was thinking of Iron Man, not other things.
Four.
I will go with... skip me.
What?
Keep going.
Never heard of that one.
I've never heard of that one either.
All right, my four, Spider-Man, back with
the original Toby one with Maguire. Toby.
Oh.
Toby. I'm gonna, well, not, I think it was number two, the one with Venom. I'm a big Venom guy. I know.
Venom was the third one.
The third one.
The third one that was Sandman. No, I thought that was the third one.
The third one is with Venom and the Sandman.
Yeah.
And the third one.
The first one is with the Green Goblin. The second one's with Dr. Octopus.
He gets like the black suit.
Yeah, and he becomes like evil.
And they just have the real cringy scene of him dancing down the street.
Oh, and he's like, he puts his hair like that. Oh.
Toby, what are you doing?
No, no. Can we watch those movies again?
Right?
I don't want to watch Andrew Garfield or the new guy. I don't even know his name.
I like the new guy. It's fine. But yeah. Toby. All right, Ev, go ahead.
So can I pick like a series or does it have to be a single movie?
No, you can pick a series.
I can pick a series?
I have a series for my fourth one.
Okay. Oh. Then I'm going to go with the Indiana Jones trilogy.
No. I knew was when that yours?
Yes.
All right, why?
Except the fourth one, trash.
The older ones, right?
Yes, the first three.
Oh, the fourth one's awful. He's like 60 years old.
Is that the one with Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're fighting the Russians, the USSR.
Aren't they making another one?
Yes.
They are?
Yes.
Yes, with Harrison Ford.
With Harrison Ford.
Yay.
Yay. No.
Well, okay. I guarantee you he's killed off in this one.
Yeah.
Growing up.
Just like Star Wars.
Like, yeah, that's my fourth is Star Wars. The whole Star Wars. Not the new ones, the episodes ones. 1-6. Growing up. My favorite movies were Indiana Jones and Star Wars. So Harrison Ford was my idol. Like, he was my favorite.
I have my fourth.
I had all my Lego Star Wars games for that.
I have to give an honorable mention.
Oh, yeah, Lego Star Wars.
Lego Star Wars, that was my game on the PlayStation.
Star Wars?
I was always Han Solo or Indiana Jones. Oh. All right, Bran, what's your fourth?
All right. I want to throw my honorable mention there as well. But I'm put fourth as The Matrix.
Have you guys seen The Matrix?
Let's watch The Matrix one night.
My stepdad's obsessed with it, but I've never seen it.
Let's watch it on Cokes and Sprites. But then we'll watch The Matrix.
Oh, my God.
I want to give an honorable mention to John Wick. You ever seen John Wick?
No, I haven't seen that either.
That's been a while.
I'm not really a big Keanu Reeves fan.
I like Keanu Reeves. All right, that's my picks.
Right, my honorable mention.
Wait, did you give your fourth?
Yeah.
Oh, Star Wars. Yeah, you're right.
Honorable mention, The Purges. All those.
Really?
I don't know. They're just different.
You say Sharknado?
I like the idea of The Purge. I've actually never seen The Purge. Like,
I've seen the first one. That's it.
There's a couple are better, a couple are worse, but the idea I like, and you know, it's always entertaining. It keeps me watching the whole way through.
Fair enough.
Oh, The Lion King.
It'd be a good. what?
The Lion King.
Lion King's a good movie, too.
Don't hate on it. They're making a new one.
Right? I'm so ready for that one.
Toy Story?
Toy Story, the first one?
First three.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth one, when they were in the daycare, not a fan.
I'm kind of excited for the new one. I like the new guys they have bringing in.
I seen the fourth.
I had to see it with Camp. We're like Incredibles 2, huge fan of that movie.
I just watched that last night.
It's on Netflix.
What?
Yeah, I just watched it last night.
It's on Netflix.
During a rainy day at camp, we took all the kids and saw it. And I was more invested in it than they were. They're like, Mr. Sam, have you ever seen it? I'm like, whoa.
Mr. Sam.
I was your age when it came out. So don't even try.
Yep. Any other honorable mentions?
My honorable mentions, I think I have two. One, Jurassic Park. Because...
Ooh.
You can't go wrong with dinosaurs. That was me and Mackenzie's first date seeing the new Jurassic Park movie.
What? Oh, you want to know our first, me and Jocelyn's first movie?
Oh, my God.
It was The Greatest Showman.
I've never seen it. You told me to watch it, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, you and Mackenzie should watch it, or you and Aaron. The Greatest Showman. It's pretty good. I liked it. I don't know.
I heard a rumor saying like that. It's like completely false about like that guy. Like he was like an awful person. He was arrogant. Four. The guy who played Barnum and Bailey?
Is that what
Hugh
it is?
Jackman.
His character, right?
Yeah, his actual like the real person. That's what
he
I heard.
He was awful, yeah.
Like when I saw, what's that movie with Tom Cruise on the ship? he was in
Cruise?
Somalia. Not Tom Cruise. Why can't I think of his name?
I say on the ship, the only thing I think of was Top Gun.
Will
Doesn't
Smith.
Count, though.
No. Forrest Gump.
Freeman.
Tom Hanks. The ship movie.
Captain Phillips.
Captain Phillips.
I'm the captain now.
I heard that was
like, that was a good
too,
movie.
Right?
Yes.
It was a good movie. Then you found out it was completely inaccurate. And like,
what was inaccurate? His character was like everything.
Everything was... He received like multiple emails saying don't go in the waters.
Oh, yeah.
The crew didn't come back and like take back over with the glass.
I
and like
the movie
the gun.
Though.
It was a good
one. It was different.
Point.
I like the
dramatize it. When he got in the submarine and the Navy ships were following and like the cruise ship came back, that didn't happen. It was completely false.
Yeah.
Good other movie. Honorable mention. Well, it was, you know, Indiana Jones is my four, so I guess that one. And then you see the Gladiator movie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, The Water Boy.
Oh, just all of those old Adam Sandler movies.
Yep.
Waterboy.
Longest Yard.
Longest
What's
Yard.
The golf one?
Happy Gilmore. Billy Madison.
Why can't he make those type movies anymore?
He makes awful movies now. He plays the same character in every single movie
so
now.
Bad.
He's just
Adam Sandler.
I think he knows
he's
that,
a
like...
bum, and he doesn't have any drive, and all of a sudden he has like an epiphany. He's like, oh, I'm a good guy now. Thanks, Adam Sandler.
Next movie.
Another awful movie.
Another awful Netflix movie.
Mm-hmm. What was that? What was the movie, like the old Western movie they did? Like
The Ridiculous Six.
Yeah, like that was that was just, oh, Adam Sandler.
That was a dumb movie, but I like watching it. Like, well, one time, I won't watch it again.
Rob Schneider's like so stupid.
Rob,
he's always stupid.
Come on.
He had the mule with him. He's got the sombrero on.
Or Grown Ups 2.
I like the first Grown Ups.
Grown Ups First is the best.
Yeah.
Grown Ups 2, the only thing good is Shaq.
Yeah, Shaq, but he's a cop.
He's a cop.
He makes him dance.
He's a bald cop.
How do you get in the car?
He fits in a Buick.
Yeah. He fits in a Buick.
Must have been a Buick cop car. All
right.
I want to watch the new Ted Bundy ones, and what's the one Barstool was talking about? Part of my take.
I don't listen to regular anymore.
They just did it. They were gonna do the they were gonna review it, but I didn't listen to it because I didn't watch it. Abducted in Plain Sight. I heard that's really good, but it's like creepy.
I only listen to them whenever I'm like working because I need something to entertain myself.
That's what
like,
when I sit and work down the hall, I listen to them.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Because I have nothing better to do.
Right.
But I started watching The Umbrella Academy. I watched the first episode.
Is that on Netflix?
It's like it's gotten all these hits. Like it was weird. I watched the first episode. I mean, I'm going to still watch it because I got nothing better to do, but it was odd. It's not Game of Thrones. I'll say that.
It's not Game of Thrones. God, I'm so excited for Game of Thrones.
We're so far behind. It's hard watching it with the five of us.
Because everyone leaves.
Four.
Everyone.
Four.
Four and a half.
Yeah, four and a half. You're there sometimes. But, like, Ryan was at Lindsay's last night. Pat can't tonight because he's got to study. And obviously not Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
Why don't you all just say, like... Like, you all can...
Like,
well,
do
most
a week.
Of you have the login, just like...
Yeah, but we all have... Pat's the only one with the account.
Yeah, so we can't, like...
I can't, and
it.
You can
only...
Can
he not, like, give you the password and, like...
He has it on Ryan's, but he's like, I don't know how many accounts he can give it to, and, like,
yeah,
I don't think he really is, like, crazy about giving his account to all of us.
I wouldn't
be. I mean, like, if we're being honest, I wouldn't want to either, but...
Especially HBO, no.
I wouldn't care. I don't know.
Because, yeah, during... When we were watching...
I used to share Netflix accounts.
Yeah.
With my friends.
Yeah, but then with Netflix, only, like, so many people, like, only three people can watch
three,
at a time.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm home, like, and I'm watching it, my sister's watching it, and my mom is watching it, like, I'm pretty sure it's only two people can watch at a time, because then the three of us, like, quarrel over that.
Mm-hmm.
I go down.
Quarrel.
I go down and turn off Chelsea's
vocabulary.
TV so I can.
I don't even know what
right?
that means.
We should start doing a vocabulary word of the week.
All right, quarrel.
Quarrel. What does that mean?
To battle or fight.
Yeah. What?
Yes. When you quarrel with someone.
All right.
Next
what
word.
Good
next
word.
Week. Evan comes up with the next one. We just go in the line.
Oh,
right. Ev, you're next.
No,
next week.
I'll say right now. God,
next week, I'll come in a word.
Okay.
Or we could have a word of the day and just have the Twitter tweet it.
Ooh. Yeah. Follow us at on Twitter, the A3 Podcast.
Like letter
the word
of the
week.
For Sesame Street.
If you listen, no.
No. God damn,
Evan. Get off.
Mute your mic.
It's the same
thing. You're
going
to time out for like.
You just go
a
in
minute.
The corner.
Yeah.
But yeah, every day we'll just have someone come up with the word of the day.
All right. Or we just come back to the next show and everyone have their own word and we all go through it.
Okay. Why and why'd you pick the word?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Parm.
Chicken right, parm is my word.
Can we go to the Romas after this?
All right.
Then we
can
go over.
Food.
All right.
Oh my God. Yes. Me and Brandon got cheese.
I ate already. I'll just like, get a drink or something.
Me and Brandon got cheese sticks.
And then me and you can go over. We can sit somewhere and go over.
Brandon is that kid on campus you can always rely on having meal plan money.
Because
I feel like you never.
Brandon, I had to pay for my own meal last night. I had to use cash.
Where were you? You were here?
Yeah, it was after work and before my night class. And I'm like, I don't feel like going home. So I just sat in Romo's and looked over stuff for my test. I still failed the test.
So there was no point.
There was no
I
point.
I have a test tomorrow. I don't know what's
I think
on
I
it.
Did pretty good on my test yesterday.
No, but
my test tomorrow got moved to Monday because we had that partial cancel.
Oh,
I just
yeah.
think I'm not a good test taker.
I'm a good test taker, but our professor doesn't teach us this stuff. He, like, will talk, like, it's a comparative politics. So, like, we'll talk about, like, a country each class. Like, we talk about Japan. And literally, he spent, it's a three-hour class. I want to say he spent a third of it talking about the nuclear bomb. And then on the test, he'll ask us, who's the mayor of Tokyo? And I'm just like, I don't know.
Mayor of Tokyo?
Yeah, that was the one question. It was like, who's the mayor of London? When we did Great Britain. And I'm like,
they have a mayor?
I'll tell you what, all you need to watch was The History of Japan by Bill Wirtz. I would have taught you
no,
everything.
No, that's stupid.
It's on
YouTube. You need to watch it.
Don't waste
for
your
all
time.
Our listeners.
Don't waste your time.
No, it is.
No, don't
it
waste
is not
your time.
A waste of time.
It's a waste of time.
He played us the history of Japan. It was like a meme video. It
yeah,
was like
that's
a,
the
it's
one.
It's like 9 minutes and.
Yeah, that's the one.
He it played us that. And it was interesting. It was funny. I'm not gonna get. Oh look, he just emailed us.
Perfect.
Perfect.
If you,
he's listening.
It was 9 minutes and it was interesting. But I'm thinking, I'm sitting in a
what's the
in
point?
An undergraduate class yeah. right now watching this. Like, don't get me wrong, I was laughing, but.
Yeah, I've watched it. Maybe a couple times too. I don't know.
We watched one of those. Fanning, he played one like that, where it was like a joke.
I like Fanning.
It was about the history of American imperialism in the Caribbean and South America, and that was funny. But I like Fanning.
Yep. Good guy.
He does a podcast.
Does he?
Yeah. I know. I used to see him. I don't know if he does anymore, but he used to do a podcast.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh,
I used to see him all the time
him.
In here.
He anymore.
No idea.
Every time I go to work, he would be in here.
Cool. I wonder what that is. I don't know.
You know what's nuts?
What?
We're going to get to talk to each other for another 40 minutes tonight.
Yeah, tonight, nuts. 6 o'clock. Tune in to listen to
we'll
us.
We'll have a bonus episode of the A3 podcast.
Bonus?
We'll be talking
special
to
guest.
Seniors
yeah.
in high schools coming in who have decided to come to RMU and why.
Yep.
We'll be asking questions.
Yep. We'll do from 6 to 6:40, well, the earlier slot. So
they
that'll
chose
be the
us
first one.
To be the faces of RMU.
We're the faces of RMU.
We're growing.
Oh, my God.
We're going global.
Global.
I mean,
global.
Hey, make sure to follow the Twitter
on campus, maybe global.
I wonder how many people are listening right now. You ever think about that during the
us
podcast?
Us four.
Yeah, if you're listening right now.
You're the real MVP.
Text
to,
one.
If
you're
DM
listening
our
right now,
account.
Text us right now.
DM our Twitter account right now if you're listening.
DM the Twitter account.
DM.
Notify
oh
us somehow.
We want to know if you're listening so we can congratulate you for and thank you.
thank
oh my
you.
God.
For lasting an hour with us.
Yeah.
I don't know how I last an hour.
I don't know.
I think it went by pretty fast.
We literally
too.
Come in here, don't even plan what we're going to. This is the, we plan
nope.
the movies. That's it.
That was it.
We have to plan the movies so Ev can actually do it.
So Ev,
wants.
And then you saw how Bran was.
It's hard.
It is hard. That's why you have to plan.
If not hard.
No, if I didn't plan, I'd be the same way. I would just go blank. I sat in class before this thing, and what am I going to say?
Exactly.
Like, all I could think of was Field of Dreams and
you
Star
actually
Wars.
You wrote yours down. Like, I just thought of mine. I was like, all right, Forrest Gump's definitely one. Because I use that for, like, my security passcode. It's got to be number one.
Really?
Well, now we know his passcodes.
No, it's just, like, the security one. And you got to use, like, two or three anyways. You don't even know that that's going to pop up.
My security password for my bank is who did you tag to your senior prom? And I have to type in Maddie's name every single time it pops up.
What?
Right? Because I made it when I was in
why?
Like high school.
It's her name?
It's Madeline Shank.
And God, now get that changed.
And I got a Facebook memory today, and it was us during prom.
Facebook oh, my
has
God.
Memories?
I don't know.
Facebook gives us memories, yeah. Okay. I know. I think it was prom. I don't know. No. It was at one of our cheering competitions. I saw it and I went – yikes.
My parents made me make a Facebook just like try to connect with my family or whatever on there. I think I just uploaded a profile picture and I've never even.
I go on Facebook every once in a while and just post, hey, I'm still alive.
We got some cruise with featuring Nelly. Oh
yeah, I like the remix.
This is the only version I listen to. I listen to the original one.
I like, yeah. All right, is this how we're ending out then?
Yeah.
What hey, up, guys? Nelly?
That's Brandon telling us that we have to stop.
2 minutes. Huh?
We're just jamming.
We still got 2 minutes.
Oh, we do?
Yeah. We're just getting some music in the background.
All right. I feel like now we have to watch the Batman series and the Spider-Man series.
Tobey Maguire.
Can we have like a Sunday where we just watch them?
We get them.
I gotta do laundry this weekend so bad.
Oh,
I don't even know. I can't commit to anything.
I did laundry Tuesday. I had nothing left.
Yeah.
I had nothing left right now.
I gotta wash my sheets.
I got a couple pairs of pants left. I don't really have any.
That's
hoodies.
What I do. Well, you wash your hoodies?
Yeah, I wash my
hoodies. What?
I don't wash
you
my
don't
hoodies.
Wash
what
hoodies?
The?
So like this hoodie you wouldn't wash?
No.
Ever.
I wash them maybe once every couple months.
I'm not going around.
I wash my comforter more than I wash my
y'all
hoodies.
Y'all thought I was bad.
Yeah. That,
I wash. Ugh. I wear my jeans at least like four
oh,
times.
Jeans I wear like
different.
Four. Yeah.
Jeans
yeah.
are like, yeah.
Hoodies
I can wear a couple times.
Oh, yeah, like, I'll wash them, like, maybe once a month and once, but no, not often.
Not often enough.
I mean, do I smell bad?
But I don't know.
Jeans, yeah.
All right, maybe hoodies I'll wear, like, twice, and then I throw it in.
Really?
Yeah, not wow. Yeah,
I can tell you, though, I...
You don't even wear a shirt underneath it most of the time.
No.
That's really?
Yeah, like, I can I understand with a shirt underneath. Like, that's what I feel like
safe. Well, if I'm around the house, yeah, but if I go out, obviously...
You're just hanging out around the house?
If I'm in... Yeah, if I'm hanging around the house...
I don't know.
You think you know a guy.
Stun.
Learn something new today.
All right, from now on, I'll start washing my hoodies.
I guess that's how we
but has off. Have so I ever had a smelling issue?
No.
I don't try to get that close to
I don't sniff you. I don't.
I mean, that's your loss.
You usually don't even wear socks in my house.
Or you leave your socks in the living room for like 2 days.
When I'm laying down on the couch and I have socks, I naturally like take my socks off.
Yeah, and when I'm in for a night,
that's the first thing I take off when I'm laying down. Socks off.
First thing.
I can't sleep with socks on. Nobody sleeps with socks on, right?
You're a psychopath if you sleep with socks on.
I do sometimes.
Do you sleep with socks on?
Sometimes.
I can't do it.
The only time I ever slept with socks on was the last day of school last year when we played sand volleyball till 1 a.m. in the morning and the sand was freezing. You couldn't feel your feet.
You almost lost a toe.
Garrett. I slept with two pairs of socks
on. Yo,
let him in. Oh my God! We got our first special guest.
First special guest. Here, come here.
Pull up a chair.
Introduce yourself, sir.
Yo. He's stunned. I guess
we're going
The listeners know him as G-Law.
They know him as G-Law.
G-Law.
You've been mentioned.
How's it going?
What?
It's going good.
It's okay, Garrett. We're the only listeners.
Yes.
Really?
Well, yeah, probably.
No, no, no. I haven't gotten anything so.
Has the Twitter been DM'd?
And Nick Dodds.
Nope, nothing.
Nick Dodds is on the way,
too?
Oh,
my God.
Oh, my God.
I just had them to come visit before we started, so.
Well,
All right, Garrett, this is what we talked about. This was the main thing. What are your top four favorite movies? Can you think of them on the spot? See?
It's hard.
It's hard to think of them.
I don't know.
See?
Give
like, us here,
one. This was mine. Field of Dreams, Inglourious Bastards, Step Brothers, then the whole Star Wars series. And then some honorable mentions, we had Indiana Jones, Gladiator, Jurassic Park, and the Batman series. It's hard to think of them. That's why I gotta write them down.
Yeah.
Like, I feel better.
What was our rank with people who go missing during the Daytona trip?
Sorry, Gary, you're number two.
Yeah.
You're our number two.
You're not.
We go missing.
Yeah.
You're our number two.
Josh
Way's number one.
Josh Way.
Who's your sleeper?
Who do you think, like, who's going to surprise us?
This was an interesting pick.
There's 14 of us.
There's 14 of us.
Like, we said, like, there's some stable picks. Like, we know Conrad won't. We know Trev won't. Me and Evan. I don't know.
You
want to
hear?
I'll
tell you mine. My surprise pick, I'm going to go with Joey.
I said
Tim. I thought I could see that.
I think Tim. I wouldn't be surprised if Tim is gone.
What?
I forget.
Or like maybe like Tim Chack.
Tim Chack? Yeah, I don't know. The one time I really saw him like mess up on Coke and Sprites was the
race.
The Coke and Sprite race.
He died. He won, but he died. Hey, we beat Brennan and Nate.
That's all that mattered.
That's all that matters. He was talking trash the entire time.
Oh, he got the mic over now.
Like a second, you beat.
Yeah, but that's still a win.
Yeah, because Nate took his grand old time coming up the stairs with his coat.
Me and Pat won.
He had to go slow up them the stairs.
Yo, I fell down the stairs last night.
Oh, last night?
Last night, I was at the bottom stairs, and my back foot came out.
No, Pat's not going
anywhere.
Really?
Yeah, that was the first, like, those are
steep stairs. Joey and Zach fell down the stairs one night. What?
Okay.
Pat will have a good time.
Yeah.
With some girl?
Just get lost.
Yeah.
I said I could see Pat and Ryan just gone. Just leave it.
Or going somewhere.
Garrett Montgomery. I feel like he could be an honorable mention.
Oh. I can see Garrett Montgomery being a sleeper pick.
We're going to leave. We're going to lose somebody at some point. We're going to be like, guys.
For an extended period of time.
Yeah, our number one overall.
We're
going to
be like, where is he? And then we're going to check, and that's when we're going to check Find My Friends, and it's going to be like, oh, he's supposedly right next to us.
Or it's going to be off.
He's
just
in Miami.
Like he's gone.
What else do you have to talk about?
Oh my god. Talk about Daytona for a while. We told the Josh Waite story because we were on the topic of why Josh was our number one pick for disappearing.
How about the one bite app going down to Daytona? What's up at Pizza Shop in every state?
Oh, that's a good idea. Wait, so are you driving down for sure? Are you flying?
I think I'm driving.
Okay.
I'm down for that. I didn't even think of that.
I think it would be more of an experience if I drive down there.
We also went over like the draft for the rooms and all the trades.
How we had a draft pick for the room.
Some good picks in there.
Right?
His loss.
Ryan with the sneakers.
Do you have class right now?
Yeah.
Oh. Alright.
Alright. I say come in more often.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, Ryan doesn't even want it. Ryan doesn't want to hang out with us. He's just staying at the house right now.
Probably still asleep.
If we have class at 11, like they have class, I have class, I'll be getting home from work at like 10:30. I'll go to the bathroom. I'll, you know, brush my teeth, do all that stuff. And it'll be 10:45 and I'm about to leave. I hear Ryan's alarm going off then. Like he's
all. That's why we're late, everybody.
And like, yeah, I leave at 10:45. I like to get the class on time.
Yeah, just a couple minutes of like spare time in case. Who knows what happens? Half the time we can't find a spot. Just a couple minutes of spare time.
I don't like going up to that top lot. I feel I can never find a spot up there. I go down the lower.
We usually can. It's just the few times where he really doesn't wake up in time. You know, takes his grand old time. We never find a spot.
He's so bad with time. He's
Ryan?
The worst time management person I've ever met.
Yeah.
He's terrible. He, like, for instance, if me and Ev will say, come upstairs with me and talk to you about, like, Wimberg Robin, he said, okay, I'm coming. 15 minutes, he strolls in.
Takes him so long to
get
guy.
Ready.
Aww.
So he's like a girlfriend. You gotta tell him a half hour earlier.
He's put his makeup on and everything.
He's so cute.
I'm ready to go to Romo's.
Alright,
going to Romo's?
No way!
Free condoms at Romo's?
All right, let's go!
Free condom at Romo's.
Oh my god.
Oh, we're in.
All right, everyone. This has been the A3 Podcast. Check us out later tonight at 6 to 6:40. We'll be in the Wheatley Center. Yeah, that's it.